Welcome back to 2019. This is episode 34 of the Retrocade Podcast. It's Phil and
Sean.
Great to be back on a brand new year. Our last episode was the holiday special. This isn't really like a new year episode, though. It's a little late.
It's not
for
a
that.
New year, but
it is a new year, but it's not a
first episode of 2019.
First episode of 2019. Still in January.
And it's not March or February.
Yeah,
so
I know.
I'm glad we got.
We're real happy.
Snuck one in January.
Yeah,
which
yeah,
for
that's
us.
A,
is
yes, that's quite.
That's
yeah. We're making progress here. Real progress. So very excited about that.
They said the dog days of summer, but it's kind of the frigid
dog
days
of winter. Yeah, pretty much after New Year's, it's that home stretch, that dog days of winter. Yeah,
the content,
it's the exact
there's
opposite.
A ton of stuff to talk about, but
yeah,
what's
a ton
actually
of schlock
out
to talk
right
about.
Now, not much.
Well, it's fuck you, it's January in the movie theaters, you know. I think the only thing maybe worthy of seeing is the movie Glass.
I've heard mixed things.
Yeah, because it's really, I didn't realize it was a trilogy. It's also M. Night Shyamalan with James McAvoy, which you're a big fan of.
I like him, but yeah. The Glass thing just seemed like too much going all over the place.
You think so?
It's got really mixed reviews. Shyamalan, like I see.
Shyamalama Ding Dong?
He has some mixed fucking movies, too.
What a twist!
It's a complete mixed fucking bag.
It's so funny because 18 years ago, so this was the year 2000, he was on, I think it was like Time or People magazine, and he was like, the next Spielberg? With like a pretentious picture
of
him.
Nah, he's Indian.
Yeah. Oh my God. But yeah,
well,
now
the
he's...
year 2000, that's what people said back
yes,
then.
Yes, they were very racist at the turn of the century, Y2K and whatnot. But they were, you know, touting him as the next Spielberg with, he had the Sixth Sense. The Sixth Sense.
Huge. I remember as a kid being like,
I still haven't fully
like,
seen
it
in its entirety, but I mean, in just through the cultural, you know, zeitgeist.
Have you seen what that kid looks like, Haley Joel Osment?
Oh, yeah.
So he was.
He's gained some LBs.
He was in, I think, the Entourage movie.
Yeah, he was.
And
yeah.
He just looked fucking terrible.
I've seen him in other things since then. I mean, but he gained weight and is just looks like he's bloated, you know?
So
like most of those, honestly, look at pretty much every childhood actor. They're all like bloated, except for Macaulay Culkin, who's doing all right for himself now.
He did that kind of Christmas commercial.
That commercial for Google was really funny.
Dude,
yeah.
he looked great.
He looked great, yeah.
He looks clean.
Yeah.
Got his shit together.
Yeah. The Red Letter Media guys had him on, and he was good.
Like he's lived an interesting life for sure.
For sure. I mean, come on. It's like the Michael Jackson syndrome. Like, how could you be a normal person after living that kind of alternative reality?
It's funny.
Like,
his
reality?
Brother's a
Rory,
an actor too.
Rory Rory Culkin, right?
He was in a few different movies.
He's in
shows.
Bunch of, like, he was. Guess what? Another Shyamalan Ding Dong movie. He was in.
Signs.
He was one of the kids in Signs.
Is that Dakota Fanning or no?
One of those little girls, Dakota Fanning, or the other one.
She was in some crime show, and she's like 20-something now. She's not bad looking.
Yeah, Sean's a big
nice.
Fan of Dakota.
She aged nice.
She went from child star to
she's
women.
She's in her 20s, but I was like, oh, wow, who is she? And then, you know.
Yeah.
It's not creepy.
Well, she was also in a Spielberg movie. She was in the little girl in what's it called, right?
No, that's what I was getting. She was in
War of the Worlds.
Tom Cruise.
Tom of the Cruise, War of the Worlds, yeah.
That movie wasn't that fucking good.
No, it wasn't. It was filmed on Staten Island. I think that was the big draw. It was Spielberg, science fiction, and then it was filmed on Staten Island.
World of Worlds is so famous from the whole radio.
Of course, so we all know where it's going. But yeah, I was not I was just like, oh.
Generic
kinda,
alien movie.
Yeah.
Snooze.
Yeah, like snooze. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, like, there was
the
some
good
scenes,
movies
but
from this director. I gotta look up his name.
Shyamalan or
no,
Spielberg?
No, doing science fiction movies. Let me look it up now.
Yeah,
so
you look it up.
It was District 9 and Chappie.
Oh, that's what's his name? Blomkamp. Not Blomkamp. Neil Blomkamp? Is it Neil Blomkamp?
Neil Blomkamp.
Yeah, he's done some good stuff.
Is he from Norway?
He also did, what's it called, though? He did
South African.
Yeah, because
South
he...
African
well,
director.
That's where District 9 was based.
Yeah, it was in Canada.
Yeah, I saw that in theaters. It was good.
I thought District 9 was great. And then,
yeah, I saw that in theaters. He did Elysium, too.
Elysium, yeah, with Matt Damon. I saw that in theaters.
Wow, District 9's 10 years ago now. Jesus, time is just killing us.
I think he does a really good kind of dystopian science fiction. But he brings a good grittiness to the science fiction. I'm a fan of his movies.
Well, I didn't see Chappie after people were like, it kind of sucks. I was like, oh, I'm not going to waste my time.
It's
similar in style, though, to the others.
It's South African again.
Right. He loves doing them there, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of this kind of weird alien. It's mm-hmm. like childish
right.
alien robot.
A childish robot, yeah.
The premise isn't as strong, but it's still a pretty cool movie.
Right. So,
but
so
overall, I'm a fan. I think his grit and his kind of... He brings a fresh take
mm-hmm.
on the genre, mm-hmm. and in these days, and everything's getting re-fucking made left and right.
Yeah, it's nice to have something that's fresh and original. Yeah, because you know it's just remake after remake after reboot after remake. Speaking of an original idea, which is based off a book, we'll talk about the Bird Box craze real briefly. What'd you think of Bird Box, Sean?
I refuse to watch it in principle.
Sean refused to watch the movie.
Everyone's, you know, yeah. I can't deal with this.
Yeah, I saw
so
it.
This is Sandra Bullock blindfolded for 2 hours.
That is to say, I seen it, and...
So, give me a... Actually, give a spoiler away. I'll never watch
spoilers.
It.
Spoilers! If you haven't seen this garbage already, you don't have to.
It's really what I'm saying. I want spoilers for a movie I haven't even seen.
There's a lot of issues with the movie. Like, what's the thing?
Number one, it's a Netflix movie, right?
It's not the issue. It's you see, it started with promise. Even though the...
I mean, Sandra Bullock's a good actress.
...plot was contrived and done did already. That's what I'm saying. Like, we're talking about it's an original idea. It's really not an original idea. Because we've seen a million zombie movies that have started the same way.
So it's a zombie movie.
No. But we've seen a million zombie movies start the same way. And that's the problem in the movie, is that the rules are very unclear. So with a zombie movie, you kind of know either through exposition or just through, like, the zombies or whatever. You get the rules. Okay, we could shoot their heads off. Okay, there seems to be a virus making them do this. In this movie, people are almost turning into zombies, or, like, you know, almost suicidal. Like, if you get the bug... Like, if you essentially, if you just look at
there's a premise of why people are fucked.
But the premise is that there is no premise. You don't know what the rules are. What is it a disease? Is it a virus? Is it aliens?
Is it supernatural? You're leaving out a big part as to what's going on. Why?
You know what? So did the writers and directors. They left that part out, too. No. Well, what's happening is that the movie starts with Sandra Bullock, and she's pregnant. Okay. And then they're coming out of the...
Where's the father? Is he just...
It's irrelevant.
...whoring around?
I think he's dead. I don't know. It's irrelevant. And, but she goes to the hospital with her sister. And then they're leaving the hospital, and then...
There's, like, pandemonium, or...
This lady starts slamming her head against a glass thing, like, and cracking her skull, like, bleeding. It's like, oh, my God, let's get out of here. This is crazy. And then, like, pandemonium on the streets, and everybody's, like,
okay,
killing
so
themselves
that's
and shit.
Where do you get the zombie reference from?
Exactly.
It's kind of...
Just, like, dawn...
Generic,
like,
situation, and
exactly,
then
very
the world
much.
Happens.
And exactly. Okay. But the thing is that you usually gain... info as the movie goes on as to what the rules are and why. There's some rules, and
like,
that's why she's wearing...
it started in India.
Yeah, exactly.
Outbreak.
And what is it? Is it virus? Is it supernatural? Is it alien? Like, there's no answer to that ever. So, but the long story short, you have to not look at, like, the sky or the other, like, the people, quote-unquote, infected. You know, you use the term infected. We don't know what does that mean, infected. They're people that have succumbed to whatever this is. And so she's...
A visionary virus? You catch it from looking at something.
That's why they can't look at it. So they were blindfolded.
Scientific, like, flaws, you know.
There's nothing, you know. That's what I'm saying. Like it's just this, and it's you're totally unbeknownst to you the whole time. Like, it would have been nice to get some information along the way, being like...
It's actually supernatural. Actually, Area 51. You know, like, there was nothing like that.
Okay,
and the movie just lags in the middle.
They throw you into this fucking story.
Yeah, and then, well, long story short, they have to, they're running through the woods with their fucking blindfolds on to, like, somebody gave them information of, this is the safe haven, go here. And they're blindly going through the woods in the safe haven, and they have to, you know, they have to evade, you know, the fucking people that have been infected, and they have to evade shit. And then finally they get to the place, and it's middle of the woods, and it's like a sanctuary for the blind, and all the blind people are all goods, you know, and that's it.
It's the whole movie.
Unsubscribe.
So where did the hype come from? Is this
fucking
Netflix?
Like,
just,
yeah, I really feel like the machine is pumping this kind of shit, because you know, 31 million accounts. It's like, because
you saw on Facebook, like, blow up.
Yeah,
so
for
the,
that
on
one
the
week.
Fucking, like, YouTube.
That was
up.
A thing for 1 week. And then
people
were doing
the Bird Box
challenge. Bird Box challenge. Stupid. Some people actually drove like that. That's better than the movie marketing. Oh, it's all corporate marketing. Sponsored ads, pumping. 31 million of watch, and then the memes start, and the memes are just fantastic for these corporations because people are sharing them. Ha ha ha! And let's just actually watch this Bird Box movie. What is this Bird Box challenge? Long story short, underwhelming as fuck. I give it 2.2 stars out of 5, and that I think is being generous.
So speaking on Netflix movies, this one I actually kind of enjoyed. However, I died really quickly into it. The Bandersnatch.
Oh, you know, so you didn't like it?
I liked it.
I liked it. I thought it was a cool concept. I remember reading that concept.
You've watched the original Goosebumps as a kid.
Yes, so, very similar to that.
So it's kind of your choices influence the story.
This I would prefer not to spoil.
No.
For anybody who has not seen
spoilers.
It.
No spoilers. So it's... Yeah. Essentially takes place in the '80s, which already
right off
cool.
the bat looks great. You know,
so it's England.
Like I get
it's
that
England in the '80s.
Yes, I get people though are like getting tired of the '80s nostalgia, but it still looked great, and I enjoyed that part. So go right ahead. And, you know, right off the bat, because you're looking at imagery that's vintage.
Yeah,
and,
so it's vintage 1980s England.
Yes,
and this guy's an early 20s video game designer, and this is kind of the hype of video games. Mm-hmm. So he's designing this video game based off this kind of like famous science fiction novel.
Mm-hmm.
And the really cool part of this story is essentially during the movie, there's choices you make.
Yes.
Do you throw your coffee on the floor or on your computer?
Yes. Do you have Wheaties or Frosted Flakes or whatever it was?
It's like, do you yell at your dad or you just ignore him?
Yeah, and you have the option with your remote. You choose yes or no or left or right. Meaning the person watching the movie.
So mine, I kind of was like fucking around, so I was doing all like the really bad choices.
Naturally.
And then mine got to the point where like it got really fucking dark. Really quick, people were dying. Main characters dying.
I fucked up.
And
I ruined the movie for myself.
I did not get anywhere near like the cool endings. I don't remember how many endings there are.
Me and Lindsay watched them all. Me and my
all
girlfriend
my
watched.
Endings were
fiance
the bleak,
watched them all.
Shitty endings. Every single one.
Oh yeah.
There's one scene where you're taking drugs and they're like, and then someone jumps off the fucking building.
Yes, backwards out of the building. Yeah. Well, I watched all of the...
I thought he was the coolest, the blonde-haired guy that smoked a lot of cigarettes with the glass.
The kid who jumps out of the building. They do acid
but
and he jumps
like
off the...
he's like the other programmer. The
Yeah. He's in some thing. It's so funny because I was in the dollar store the other day and I was like, they have like a DVD bin in the dollar store, and I was like, I can't imagine knowing any of these shits. And the one movie I pick up, he's in it in the dollar store, and it was nothing I'd ever heard. But I was like, oh,
Will
but that was that
Poulter
kid.
Poulter is his name.
The only thing I remember him. He's the son in the movie
with Rob.
Yes, the just slinging the drugs. Yeah, what movie is that? Meet the Fuckers.
Yeah, he's English actor.
Is he English? The movie
Narnia,
with the No
where
Regrets.
The Millers, that's what it's.
Where the Millers? Yeah, No Regrets.
Maze Runner. Oh, you know what? He was in the movie Detroit. He was a cop.
Oh, he was a cop? The kid's like 21 years old.
But,
I guess it makes sense.
He was cool in that movie. I liked his kind of like edgy style. He's just kind of druggy.
Yeah, like druggy 80s
like
kid.
Druggy,
cigarette
like,
in his mouth. Almost like he looked like a 20-year-old Hunter S. Thompson or something.
Yeah, he was like a punk, like 80s punk.
Yeah.
Like, but he was cool.
Yeah.
He was the coolest guy in that movie. The main character was kind of like annoying.
Yeah, just kid. You know, just kind of every man. I think they did that purposely, though,
two Netflix originals, I thought Bandersnatch was way better than Bird.
Bandersnatch was way
Bird
better
Box,
than Bird.
I refused to watch it.
No. Bandersnatch was way better. In fact, I kind of wanted Bandersnatch to go on a little longer. I was actually disappointed that it was just like, I was like, oh, I wanted to see more of this, you know? And so we went through all of the options and stuff. So I'm not going to spoil any of them. There's a bunch of hours of options, but we ended up going through all of them. Yeah.
I got to rewatch it because I did a really limited run and I died immediately.
Oh,
but
you?
I also didn't take it seriously. I was like, yeah, fuck him.
Like the last
stab him,
20 like, minutes of the movie, you continue to go through.
Yeah, it's
like,
a loop. It's
yeah, exactly. And then, but we did all the options through the end loop, and it was good. So overall, I was like that. And now, similarly, the Netflix series, I don't know if you've seen any of it, called Maniac. With Jonah Hill and Emma Stone.
It didn't really appeal to me.
Now, it's kind of like they're in a pharmaceutical trial, but in their minds, kind of like a Matrix kind of situation where they meet each other in all these different scenarios in the world. They're in like the future in one episode, and then one episode they're in the 80s again, but it looks great. And it's just like the Bandersnatch episode. And they go through, like, drama. And the 80s episode, quite frankly, the 80s episode, they should have did a whole series because that was fantastic. It was very good. And it was, like, Northeast 80s. So some of the imagery was like, what is this? It looked just like Staten Island or Long Island in the 80s.
So we have a fondness for the 80s because we were alive as babies, but...
Sure.
That was the era that we were...
But, all, but well...
That's
all,
the culture that influenced us.
Yes, and also that imagery, though, was alive and well in the early 90s, so I remember that as a kid, you know?
So we, me and you, one reason we kind of became friends early on was we liked the same stuff that was from the 80s. That were
well, yeah, Ghostbusters and shit. Yeah, exactly. In fact, by the time me and you became friends, all that stuff was kind of like relics.
It was
because
like,
when
you gotta
we
go bargain bin hunting to
sure,
find these
Sure, exactly.
Toys.
Like, it was There's like no, rarity stuff. Where are you going to get a Ghostbusters pack in 1995?
I remember the only way
you know?
To watch the Ghostbusters cartoon at that time was on the USA Network. It was on at like... 6 a.m.
Right, it was like one or two episodes in the morning.
Channel,
yeah, exactly.
And it's the only time you could watch
very
any episodes.
It was always ultra early in the morning, yeah, on a Saturday, like, and you had to usually tape them.
So I would be like, I would like wake up earlier, like videotape them.
Yeah, I would videotape them. My dad was video. Well, my dad would videotape them for me. Yeah, he would. For a while, I still had the VHSs of the old show.
There used to be a way, though, you could, I forgot how you did it, but you would be able, if you had like a double VCR, which my uncle did or something.
Sure.
You'd rent movies at Blockbuster.
Then oh, and record them onto that. VHS. Yeah, I that was always like something that I'd heard about and never really like seen in anyone's home. But I've seen the system.
I used to do
the
that.
Oh, you had it?
I would. I didn't have like my uncle.
Yeah,
or
so you could just dump. You could just record other VHSs.
Go to like Blockbuster and rent like.
Yeah.
Tons of fucking.
And then just copy them.
So I had like a good
collection of shit. Pirated collection.
80s.
Just wait till the fucking pirate the lawyers come and get you, Sean.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know who runs those cup. Those, you know, those hands, those fucking properties I went over now.
Yeah,
like Ninja Turtles,
I know.
Ghostbusters.
Who owns them? Well, Disney owns them all.
No,
Universal owns
Ninja
them all.
Ninja Turtles owned by Nickelodeon now.
Who owns Nickelodeon then? Universal.
Is it a subsidiary of Universal?
I remember
its own entity.
I don't know. Are they that big enough to be their own entity? You'd think at this point they would have been gobbled up by a bigger corporation.
They had some big franchise like SpongeBob and shit.
Let me see. I could almost
it's
assume
American
that they're Universal.
Television Network.
Viacom, of course.
So they're under someone's umbrella.
They're under someone's. It's I hate the way that the world is. It's just like three companies and that's it. It's like Viacom, Universal, Disney, and that's it in the entertainment industry.
Well,
you know?
Launched 1977.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course. I'm surprised it hasn't been around earlier than that because the term Nickelodeon was used like 100 years ago for like cartoon shorts.
Premiere like kid show. Kid show.
You know what? I with everyone else that I knew in my age range was always a bigger fan of it than I was. I was always like I watched Rugrats because other kids recommended watching it. Like I watched what was the kids' Mad TV?
All that.
Like, I watched all that because, like, other kids were like, oh, it's a bet. You know, like, I would always sneak a peek.
It was funny for, like, 7-year-old.
Yeah, like, what's her name? Like, I watched it when What's Her Name was on. She went crazy.
The fat girl? Oh, no, Amanda Bynes.
Amanda Bynes and the fat girl. Yeah. Like they were, I don't remember the fat girl's name. Where did she go? She was, like, such a comedian, a girl, little girl comedian. What happened to her?
You know, she was fat and she faded away.
Let's see
where
she is today. I'll bet you she still works.
Nah, no way.
No? She's right here. Lori Beth Denberg.
I'm surprised she doesn't have any voice acting.
Oh my God, she's 42 years old. How is that possible?
Well, look at Amanda Bynes,
she
man. She's not working ever again.
Well, she's got her own.
The thing is, Amanda Bynes.
But Amanda Bynes
like,
is roughly our age, though. Amanda Bynes is 32. Lori Beth Denberg is 42. So if this show was on in like 98, what was she in her 20s? She always seemed like a little kid.
Nah, it was earlier than 98, dude. It was probably like 96, 97.
But even then, she was in her 20s.
She was probably like 20 years old.
But like it felt like it was all kids going on that show. Like what's his name was
Brian
on that show?
Brian
Hearn.
I remember he's like, yo, I'm going to Hollywood. I'm like, you're a liar.
Yeah.
You.
I remember
and
what happened.
Never saw him again.
It was so funny. Summer of 2000.
Oh, Keanu Reeves.
He was like, yeah, you'll see. I'm in a movie with Keanu Reeves. Like, yeah, right. We're like laughing at him. And then boom, the movie Hardball comes out and he was in a movie with Keanu Reeves.
You guys are fucking assholes.
And then I guess did he leave the school after that? Because I left the school after
that. He was in all that. Yeah. And then.
He's a rapper in Hollywood now.
No way.
Look him up.
He's like performing as we speak.
I know he lives in L.A.
Well, maybe we could do a.
Let me see.
We got a celebrity on the show.
I think he's like Brian T. Hearn. Like
he can curse us out.
Yeah, he could curse us out on our.
You guys are fucking shit.
You could look him up. Brian Hearn. Yeah, Brian Hearn, 30 years old, Staten Island, New York. He was in the movie Pootie Tang too.
What is like kid eating ice cream in the bodega?
Probably. I don't know. It says right here, he's on all that. As of 2012, Brian is now a rapper who goes under the name Commodity and is part of a rap group called the Crown Holders. We should have him on the cast. Get him on, Sean. Reach out and fly him on out here. Or maybe we'll have him phone in.
Hey, bud, remember we fought?
Remember when we used to fight? What was his best friend? James Agnello was his best friend. Yeah, they were like bud buds. I wonder if they interacted at all.
Never.
Probably not, right? Do that 20 years later.
Dude, who is Brian Hurt dating? Like, this is relevant. Fuck.
His net worth is $60 million. No. That would be a total.
That'd be Vandersnatch. I'll jump over the
building. Sean jumps over the building. Splatters. That's good stuff. But yeah, he was the main kid in the movie Hardball, if anybody had watched the Keanu Reeves movie. I love it when you call me Big Pop. I'm surprised they were able to get the rights to that Biggie Smalls song.
Speaking of Staten Island, there's a stupid MTV show hitting the fucking airwaves.
It's hitting the airwaves. And along with the show itself, there's also a what's it called? A thing to get it off the air. Protest?
Petition?
Petition, yeah. The petition's
a long day
the
for you, huh?
Petition's the word. What I felt like that was a Larry David incident right there.
Let's listen, outside.
It's a word. Did you protest it? Petition.
This is my issue, right? I haven't seen an episode. I didn't want to see an episode. But this is my issue.
No, I haven't watched an episode
yet. So... it's based off Sammy the Bull's
granddaughter. Yeah,
he's a Rat Fink piece of shit.
That's right.
So his but they've got daughter's a piece of shit.
Sure, but they've got brand recognition.
His
Sean.
Granddaughter is a piece of shit. So it's like
they're gonna come and get you, Sean.
Generations of rat.
This is gonna
babies,
be on the
okay?
Staten Island Advance.
Put it on the Advance, Rat Baby.
Put it on there.
podcast.
Blast
Rat Babies.
Yeah.
They're rats. No one cares about them. All right.
I gotta be honest, that's not my issue because like all the mafia shit.
Don't glorify your mob hype when you're like pointing fingers at court and throwing people in jail.
Sure, but you know, but I think the reality, like, you know, don't, you know, the reality, what they're gonna say is that don't vilify me for what my grandfather did. But at the same time, it's like, well, you're benefiting from it.
Yeah, I'm from the mafia family. No, you're from the
rat family.
You're
and
Fink.
The irony of it is that they never even. She didn't grow up in Staten Island. She grew up in Arizona. So she's not even really from here originally.
It's transplant, even fucking worse.
I know. So you're not really like a New Yorker or a Staten Islander. So, but you know, brand recognition. Everybody
she's
in America.
Like working at Abercrombie in a Phoenix mall, and it's like,
yeah, pretty much.
Hey, you want to make some money? Reality TV style.
The mother was on Mob Wives, you know. So now she's trying to bank her daughter.
Pig Wives. You see that mother?
Yeah, I have. So,
Too much gabagool,
huh? Too much gabagool. They put on the gabagool. So, no, I haven't watched the show, but I watched the trailer, and it's funny, you know, embarrassed. But that's it. You know, MTV knows that people love to watch these pathetic train wrecks, and that people will watch it. I personally think the show will get canceled. It won't go on like Jersey Shore did. It doesn't have that same like pizzazz or whatever. And also, it's like the American fawning after like the New York like Ginzo lifestyle is kind of like dead now. Like that's like a thing. Remember,
it had a hype.
It had its hype. It had it's now done. You know, it's over. Kind of like it had its time. It's 15 minutes that. That like subculture, like that subculture, in my opinion, is like dated.
It's also people like to. It was something new to the masses.
It was new to the masses. To us, it wasn't new because it was something we saw every day living in New York City and Staten Island. But to the masses, who was like, "Oh my God, what is this weird subculture?" Subculture. Like they didn't see this.
Real, but now
exactly.
It's,
they didn't see that in Wisconsin. But now the Jersey Shore now is 10 years old. That show, remember, came out in 2009.
They're like, so, "Oh yeah, these, you know."
That's a dated kind of subculture.
These New York goombas,
exactly.
If you
They've
will.
Seen it. Like you know, like the show. What was it called? What was the business show in Staten Island? There was like a. This is Jimmy. He's the heart of the operation. And this was Sonny, my best worker. Like, it was just on one of those.
I think that show lasted like three
episodes. It has like three episodes. My point being is that it doesn't. The appeal is
people are desensitized.
They're desensitized to it. It's not
fresh,
it's not unique
new.
Anymore, and the masses are done with it. So I think probably.
I think reality as a whole is.
Yeah, well, good. I mean, it's dated
it's drivel,
now. It's always been drivel, and it's always been faux reality. It's not real, and I think people are just.
I mean, I'm not gonna mention any names, but
especially with the rise
with,
of YouTube.
I grew up with. I'm not gonna mention any names.
Sure.
She did a reality television route, and she still has some relevance, I guess, in it. And it's like, really, this is kind of what your focus is on. But you know what?
I know who you're talking about.
To each his own. But yeah, you know, it's, I don't blast people publicly, but reality has kind of reached its plateau, I think. You got it's got to be a new genre of fresh.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what the new genre is. It's really fucking YouTube. It's like these shows don't do as good anymore because you have so much other media.
These kids.
YouTube.
The new generation are glued onto it.
Oh, yeah. Like man. I mean, even I am, though.
My cousin has a baby, and he's like,
the baby just watches. You keep YouTube, the iPad in front of them. Whatever little shows, yeah.
In like an hour.
Cousin's little daughter as well. She keeps her quiet.
TV and watches 20-minute show. No way.
No.
They watch clip after clip after clip after clip after clip.
Ching. Yeah, they have like short attention span that way. But the clips never end.
I watch strictly music, like in the background if I'm doing something.
Well, I have a lot of podcasts on the background like this. I have a lot of like
but
even
podcasts,
videos.
I listen to.
But like I'll put them on through YouTube.
I use the Google app for podcasts.
Sure,
that's
but I'm not just doing podcasts though. I have like. If I listen to some, I'll have Joe Rogan or like a few other videos that do blogs or whatever, like vlogs or whatever, and I'll have them on like at the side. I'm not like completely like glued to it, but like as I'm working, they'll be on at the side, and I'm listening, and also like you know something happens, I'll look. But
I like
so
it
I have
for
that
music.
Shit on all day.
It's very convenient for music.
Of course, that boom. Too. You know,
but that's majority of my YouTube use is music, and then occasionally I'll look up something that I want to look up, but 90% of my YouTube uses music.
Yeah.
Kids these days, it's all fucking, they're glued to it.
Oh, yeah. But you see, but my point is that there's so much media out there. Like, in 2009, it was not, like, YouTube existed, but that was not the case. Like, people weren't, like, YouTube was, like,
YouTube
a site.
YouTube came out at the end of high school, like, 2000, early, mid-high school.
Well, YouTube became, it was summer 2005, it started, and I didn't start using it till 06. And I remember my first time. I was at my friend Matt Nally's house, and my friend Jeremy, who's been on the podcast once under a different name, he had
the dark days of the record.
he had his laptop open, and he was listening to. He had music videos up, and I was like, "Oh, look at this! This is interesting. What is this? A website to stream music videos?" And I was like, "Wait a minute! This is a website to stream everything." And I was like, this is fucking huge, you know? And that was it. And that was YouTube, that, like, the beginning. And
it's
now
funny.
It's, imagine a world without YouTube, but,
it's
like, there
funny,
was, that was a thing, you know? Imagine your life without YouTube, and that's what it was. So when it came out, I was like, what?
With friends recently, in the last couple months. And like, you remember the first celebrities of YouTube? There was some, like, famous
I remember
viral
the first viral videos
there
in 07.
A black guy in the woods. I forgot what
I remember Chocolate Rain. Like, the summer of 07 was when all the viral videos started. Chocolate Rain, kid, remember? Chocolate Rain! Yes, you've seen the video a million times. There was the kid, Leave Britney Alone, Chris Crocker.
Yes, I remember that. Leave Britney Alone.
Right, okay, exactly. That kid's still around on Twitter. There is also like the Star Wars kid or Charlie Bit My Finger and the traumatic chipmunk. Like those
well,
were the viral moments
YouTube.
In 07.
We were there and it's like, hey, well, I still use it for music videos. That's
I use it for everything still. I mean,
but now,
it is my primary source of media though at this point.
The young generation are so glued to it.
Absolutely. But it is the primary source of media because think about back in the day you had, you know, just network channels and whatever they shot out you had to watch. Nowadays, it's so, subculture, like any kind of subtopic. Like in other words, whatever. Like if you have to watch TV, it's whatever they're putting out, and you just whatever fits you best. Nowadays with YouTube, you can get so like if you
more options Friday night.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. Exactly. Whatever ABC
okay,
or
like
Pump Daddy, right?
Like kind of nerdier shows.
Yeah,
you watch
like,
Arthur,
exactly.
But you don't tell anyone. You watch
I never watched that shit anyway.
You never watched Arthur?
I mean, I did a couple episodes,
yeah,
but not.
Watched
I liked what's her name more, the school bus, the magic school bus.
See, I liked Arthur, but
okay.
I don't know why.
Okay.
So the school bus is too sciencey.
I liked it
because like,
it was like fucking, you know, like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids esque
like
shit.
Channel 11 and then you had Channel 5.
Well, Channel 11 was great
you
because.
Had two options
yeah, you didn't. That's my point, though. You said you there were not many options.
There was the educational Channel 13.
Yes.
And then you had Channel 11 and Channel 5.
Right. Channel 11, now WPIX, I watched so many of my first movies with, you know, like all those old, because they had movie, you know, the New York's movie station, it was touted. So they had, you know, all sorts of 80s movies.
WB11.
Well, and then, well, then it became, WPIX became
WB11.
Well, that happened in the mid-90s. Yeah, exactly. And then WBX changed and it became
I remember they were like
now it's Pix 11 or
the
CW.
Really fucking shitty, and then they bought the Mets, and they would have like
yes
Sunday Met games.
They had
on
Sunday
Channel
Met games
like.
On there, exactly.
And
yeah,
Yankee games were like They were Channel 9 a bit, but then the Yes Network came and they just...
Yeah, exactly. Well, that was different. Yeah, that was a little later on, though. That was like the 2000s. But, yeah, so long story short, it was like, you know, you just kind of had to eat whatever they gave you. Nowadays, if you have an interest in, like, the most specific thing, you can just watch that channel, like, whoever does it. It's like, oh, I watch, you know, Jimmy's Orange Frogs, and he just does videos.
50 years from now, there's not even going to be TV. It's going to be like...
Yeah, I mean, even now, it's, like, dead. Like, they got balls charging as much as they do for, you know, cable. It's insane.
It's such, everything's so... niched in.
That's my point. It's so niche. So
like HBO, you want to watch HBO? All right. Pay for it.
Exactly.
Not so you don't watch sports, pay for it.
Pay for it. A lot of it's for pay.
And
sure.
It's going to be like, who the fuck wants to watch Bravo? You know, this.
Right.
Shit.
All this extra shit that, like, you know.
And, dude, this 300 channels are like. Yeah. 98 of them. You don't
it's
watch.
True. It's true. You know, there's really, like, especially, like, if you're, like, I don't need, like, what's the one. The Woman's Channel, Lifetime. Like, I don't need Lifetime.
Woman's,
you know?
Entertainment.
Yeah, like the only,
Black,
you know,
Entertainment there, Television.
There was one show on that channel, though. It was Unsolved Mysteries. You know, they Lifetime would have Unsolved Mysteries.
I like they had the old guy.
Robert Stack was the only one. You know, yeah. They're rebooting it. They're making another one. But
I
said he's been dead for 20 years. But, like, you know, he died in like 99 or 2000. But he
he was like, the trench coat,
a very,
like,
spooky alleyways,
like,
foggy. Yeah. Like, hello, I'm Robert
and
Stack.
And he would miss him.
Yeah, and then the aliens raped him. He died in 2003. But
being terrified watching that.
Oh, but that's why that show was great.
Like, 6 years old.
They put it on Amazon Prime. I rewatched the whole thing.
There was, like, aliens and shit.
Oh,
like,
well, those are the episodes that I love.
Like,
I rewatched.
Fucking scared.
Oh, it was great, though. When they put them all on, they put them on in 2017. They were putting on season.
Prime. I got
to. Oh, it's. Well, when I found out they were on Prime, I was like, what? And I had Prime already. I was like, oh, good. And they were putting them out throughout 2017, month by month,
have
like
to
each
get your
season.
Account on the low here.
Yeah. But so I rewatched all the Alien and Ghost episodes. Oh, and they
those are the best.
Great, yeah. I mean, like, they're like some of the Ghost ones are.
Are they kind of cheesy now that they aged?
Some of them are still totally creepy. As an adult, they're still totally creepy.
I remember
creepy.
The Chupacabra
they put
on vividly because he had red eyes.
Yes,
and it was like
yes.
A road. And it's like, you don't see the alien in detail.
But
you see
no, but that's
eyes
all
and,
you
like,
need.
Spikes.
No, because that was the beauty of it. They didn't show you so much. They
it's
showed
like they
you just
they
enough.
They
kind of
live by the shadows.
Yeah, which was great. Which was and more creepy.
It made it more mysterious.
That's the Jaws. Like, when they're making a Jaws, they didn't show you the shark till the end of the movie. Same thing. Don't show them too much, and it actually scares you more.
Like,
you what is what you don't see.
Shadow,
yeah.
Like, red eyes, and you'd be like, fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
And
I
you'd
think,
be like looking out the window, like,
right. So you're watching it at night, and then all the of course, the fucking scary ass music.
And in the X-Files had the creepiest thing ever created.
Definitely. It was both made in the 90s and late 80s.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. So, but I think the most creepy alien one was the Allagash abduction. They had this fucking...
Allagash, Maine?
Yeah, exactly.
It was in the brewery.
Exactly. So these guys went... Yeah, it was the Allagash abduction. It happened in the Allagash woods. So what happened was that these guys... It was in the 70s. They
Maine in the 70s had to be fucking empty.
It was a fucking they went
Maine's
camping.
Still empty now, but even back then.
They went camping by a lake. And then there was this fucking light in the sky. They were like, "What the hell is that?" And then so then it disappeared or whatever.
You know every kind of alien story that people are in remote woods.
I know, right?
It's just like, fuck.
Or like in a remote remote back way path.
No,
yeah, that was
Bentonhurst,
no,
you know?
It's true. They're not like the Lower East Side. I got abducted by aliens. The Lower East Side.
Aliens ain't going to Bentonhurst.
No, that's true.
Those
they know
Hungarian,
better.
Korean women.
Oh, fuck, whack them. Yeah.
Like, who get out of here now?
But yeah, but so that but the Allagash abduction. These four guys went camping, and then in the middle of the night they go what's it called? Not in the middle of the night, but in the evening, they go, what's it called? They're in the middle of the lake in their boat. And then the light shows up again. He's like, that's the light. And what they do is they flash their flashlight at it. And then it comes at them. And then the next thing they know...
Are they in a canoe conveniently?
Yeah, they're in their canoe.
Always in a canoe.
They're in a canoe.
Always
they're like,
canoe.
And it's coming right for us. So they're canoeing towards the shore.
Are canoes easier for abduction?
I guess so.
Every alien abduction in the woods, they're in a canoe.
So long story short, they all wake up. They all... come to, like, on the shore, mad tired.
Why is that, like, my asshole
really hurts. And then, so they're all tired, and, like, there, you know, time was lost or whatever. Then he stopped talking about it. One of them, a few years later, starts having nightmares. They all go under hypnosis, and they all have the same story, that they were abducted by aliens. Like, and they had the same face.
Is there a different hypnotist or the same hypnotist? Because it would be a little more cooler if it was different.
I think it was probably the same hypnotist. I don't know. They recorded, like, they recorded them under hypnosis, and they all gave the same story in, like, different rooms. They were like, and then I seen Jim. It looks like he's in pain.
So, Have you ever seen a UFO that you believe is a UFO in your life?
Well, you know what? I was watching last night. They have now drone. So I was fooling with my drone. I also was up at Lake George over the last weekend.
I was there a couple years ago.
Yeah.
It's good in the winter. It's
freezing. I mean, it was 2 feet of snow, but it was awesome because we did snowboarding.
I went there in the summer. I like the downtown vibe.
Oh, yeah. There was an awesome coffee
nice
shop.
Restaurant.
Yeah,
it's
cafe.
Cute little town.
Yeah, it was a cool little town. And I had the drone over the town. It looked like Main Street, USA, you know, with the snow. It looked like Christmas Story Town.
Far north, yeah. You might as well go to Montreal. You're only like
Well, we were very close. Well, the thing was is that my girlfriend's family has a little cabin, so we stayed at the cabin, you know, which was clutch. So
no Montreal connection, bro.
Well, I mean, again, that would have been another 2 hours out. Yeah, but so we went up there and I had the drone. But then
I love cabin showing though. You get like little small group.
Oh yeah, that we did.
Been in my Greenport cabin. I have one.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Exactly. Kind of similar size as that. You know, this is a big living room, a railroad kitchen, and then the bedroom, but a big bedroom with a king, and then like, and there's a couch like in the bedroom where, you know, you could probably set up another bed, so you could fit like sleep six pretty comfortably in there. We had four and it was no issue. But so
what's the best meal you had out there?
The best meal we had, we ate it. I tell you, we had a really good breakfast at one place. I had like a really good breakfast burrito and like really good.
I mean, breakfast burrito. The best breakfast burrito I ever had was in Reno. You gotta have that northwest.
Sure,
southwest
influence.
It was tremendous.
I had one in Hawaii.
I'm gonna say New York. I'm going basic eggs and bacon.
No, but this was like an upper, like a hipster like cafe that had like an awesome menu, and it was like, oh, they know what they're doing, and the breakfast was awesome actually. So, but long story short, I was looking at my drone footage last night with my other friend, and he was like, yo, check out these videos that drones now are recording these things called like fast movers, drone recording fast catchers or something. I forget the fucking name of them. But there's these little things. There's these little zoom, these little white.
They zip around.
Zip in the, and you get catching the drone footage. And one of them recorded a fantastic one in 4K.
What was the location?
Oh, fuck. I don't remember. It was on YouTube, though. You could definitely look it up. I got to get the name of what they're called. These fast drone.
I saw a UFO once.
Recording.
Like a real. Somewhere I saw in the sky. I couldn't explain.
Yeah.
And is it the quintessential UFO? Is it the you know from the flight?
Mm-hmm.
How it flies. It
sure.
Zips and zigzags.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It doesn't fly straight.
Well, there was this.
It kind of goes like a Z. The, up, down, left, right, up, down. Kind of horizontal.
In fact,
Orwin,
he sent me the video actually on my fucking.
And it creeped me out, I'm not going to lie. Oh, the thing is, you don't tell people that. They're like, oh, yeah, you saw a UFO.
Fucking
or you
psycho.
Fucking high,
yeah.
Loser.
I
know,
I'm thinking about that right now.
So you keep that to yourself. But I've. Podcast listeners, they're more open-minded and they want to hear the truth.
Sure, absolutely.
So I did see one.
They're very open-minded. They're all like, fucking show them.
This was in Windsor, Ontario, which is also a place you'd see some weird shit.
So let me show you this one. I forget what their name. There's a name for these little, like, incidents.
Get
these little
the name right. We're talking
fast
UFOs.
Walkers. They're called fast walkers. Essentially, like, they're the
so
space shuttles
modern
catch them
term,
a lot.
Then.
Yes.
I listen to a lot of paranormal podcasts. So they haven't come up too much.
So that the space station catches them in their videos a lot. Like there's these things that just blast by the their videos. But there was one that caught one in 4K and it was insane. You got to check this video, Sean. So this one is pretty crazy. All right, it was in Utah. Check this out, Sean. Check this out.
Utah is a very...
Check this out, 4K.
Utah has a big history of paranormal shit.
It does.
There's a Skinwalker Ranch. Wow.
Do you see that video? Isn't that insane that they caught that?
I can't even imagine the speed that's going.
They were estimating anywhere from 500 to 1,000 miles an hour.
It doesn't even look that big either.
Well, that's the point. It is small. So what the hell is moving at that? And also, they got it in 4K, so they got it curving. You see the curving around?
Crystal
clear 4K footage.
It's flying on an angle.
It curves. You see, it curves like the Millennium Falcon.
Dude, that's really fucking.
But it's small, so it's like, is that a fucking like a? Is it now? The question
Utah
being,
has a lot of creepy,
that is
weird
now.
Shit.
There's only two answers that I could think. That's either
is it a person?
Like, what, flying?
But it looks like almost like a flying entity because it's not big enough to be a fucking ship.
Well, then it's either a lightning fast U.S. drone, like a government drone, or a fucking unknown flying object.
Dude, it looks like it's a physical being.
I'll put this video up on the Retrogate Fog podcast.
Dude, to me, it looks like almost like it could be an entity of some kind.
I know, yeah.
It's
no,
not a
so
ship.
They scale it up. This is enhanced detail now.
Yeah, it's really fucking cool. But, dude, I'm telling you,
is
that's...
Is that curve? And then they slow it down. They scale it up and slow it down. I'll put the video on the Retrogate podcast page so everybody can watch it. But it is crazy.
So Utah, their biggest famous paranormal...
Look at the way they curve like that.
The biggest paranormal...
It looks like the Falcon.
It's a white blob.
It's a white blob. Sean thinks it's a person flying. Well, was it Superman,
Sean? When you see it live, it looks a little more... you can't... When
fluid
you,
or...
When you go into close-up...
That's dude, nuts.
That's really fucking cool.
Yeah. So whatever that is. But...
So the famous Utah kind of... You know... Lore, if you will, paranormal, is the Skinwalker Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
If people don't know what Skinwalker is, it's Native American. It stems from Native American culture, where they're essentially like evil shaman type wizards from Native American history, folklore, and they're mm-hmm. shapeshifters.
Right.
So they're essentially, they can shape. They usually shapeshift into animals.
Yes, wolves, I've heard. You know what? I'm pretty sure there's an Unsolved Mysteries on this too, or a buffalo, right?
And to become a skinwalker,
mm-hmm.
it's all like black magic from Native American shit.
Yes, Indian
lore. To become one, you have to like kill your family members, and it's super dark magic, dark rhetoric.
Sure.
But there's this ranch on Utah where all this crazy fucking shit was going on,
mm-hmm.
where there's, you know, gigantic wolf, and they're shooting at it with shotguns.
Sure.
Okay? The wolf doesn't die. Close-range shotguns. The meat that comes off is like rotted meat.
Crazy.
And all these stories are all from this from Utah.
Right.
They said that's where the skinwalkers came from, was Utah.
Right.
And then the Mormons who lived there, because like it was barren land. Like, everyone's like, I don't want to live there.
Yeah. Like
cursed.
Indian burial ground or, you
and
know.
The Mormons like, well, we're getting killed everywhere else, so let's set up shop.
Might as well set up here.
And I'll tell you, I've been to Utah. It's a strange place. It's physically
I've almost
beautiful.
Been. I've been on right on the edge at the top of Arizona. Where the slot canyons are, like the Antelope Canyon, like right on the edge, like 10 minutes away from, and top of Arizona is gorgeous, and obviously Utah's got some beautiful land. I mean,
skiing and all
yeah,
that stuff.
Cold and warm. You have Bryce National Park.
I was only in Salt Lake.
Zion National Park.
But there was a national park right
Arches.
Outside, and they apparently have a bunch of.
No, I gotta hit you.
They're not wildebeest. They're
what, buffalo or.
Yeah, they import like antelope or something.
Antelope.
They have some very distinct animal where they're only located there.
Interesting.
It's one of those things where they were killed they were killed 200 years ago.
Right.
But they re-implemented them.
Yeah.
They did that with the wolves too in Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're thriving, which is awesome.
Beautiful.
So a big topic to get kind of back on the point here, besides talking about Utah biology, is Ghostbusters.
Oh yeah.
So we're big Ghostbusters fans, as
fantastic.
Our friends and listeners.
Oh, tremendous. Of the first two movies.
correct.
Like, listen, I'm not like a hater of the fucking reboot, the 2016 movie.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I know you are.
I want to point my fingers in shame. Pitchfork
in hand.
Torch in the other hand.
Burn him! Yeah, I mean, I'm not
Let's
that.
Let's get him!
I just think it's forgettable and useless, and that's why
underwhelming.
It's, yeah. Forgettable.
Very
underwhelming. That's it. That's all you have to say about it. But that being said, we've got news that they're doing a true sequel, which is really what they should have did. Just listen to what the fans want. Don't do your own thing, because you're going to disgust these man babies. I'm sorry, but they are the big fans. You could say what you want. You know, oh, they're man children. But those are the ones that are buying tickets. You know, so, and they're the forefront of your fandom.
Your merch?
Yeah, like who's buying, like, do you see any merch of the 2016 Ghostbusters? You know,
went to a flying garbage pan. Okay, listen, Leslie Jones, I love this. Right?
Yeah, she's
so she's using the whole 2019 climate to
blame. Yeah,
shame you're doing that because you don't have a fucking job because you suck.
But she's on SNL.
Barely. She's holding on, okay?
Holding up barely. No, she was the best one in that movie, though, really, as out of the other ones. The other ones were lousy. But that being said, we've already talked about that.
No,
and so has everyone else.
Beat a dead horse.
No, we don't need to, yeah.
They weren't.
We could finally forget about it.
If they were going to do a sequel to the Ghostbusters 2016 shit movie,
no, they don't. They're not going to.
Then that, abortion.
The story is done. The studios know. They tried to pump that up. Oh, it did so well. Look at Rotten Tomatoes. Like, we know.
Might have broke even at the end of the day.
Maybe. No, probably not, because China didn't allow their people to see it because they said it was witchcraft. So without China, you don't get those numbers.
Ghostbusters 3, they're like, oh. Ghostbusters 3, Dan Aykroyd. We love Dan Aykroyd. Oh no, fat
Blues Brothers.
Megan McCarthy.
Why do our voices sound Japanese?
The Viceroy. The I know.
The Trade Federation. I know. What were they thinking? I know. When you're doing that voice, I instantly think that the Nemoidians. What? What? The Jedi Knights, I believe.
Dark Sidious, we will have the blockade.
You better, you piece of shit.
Oh, do you think she suspect an attack? I don't know. All right, so, well, but with Box Office Mojo, says Ghostbusters 16. But not that we... So, long story short, they're doing a direct sequel to the...
Ghostbusters 2.
To Ghostbusters 2.
1981?
1989. Same year as Batman, the original.
I did eat gum from Ghostbusters 2-pack.
You did. We have that on the RetroKid YouTube page, which you should watch.
It was as disgusting as it thinks.
It was fantastic, though. It was fantastic fodder.
Hey, if anyone wants to send gum...
Send old vintage gum.
I will eat it.
Send it to Sean's P.O. box.
I will eat it. We'll put a...
Wow, the movie did $229 worldwide.
What was the cost?
The cost is $144, but that's only production. That does not include... marketing, which has got to be $100 million itself. So that movie, like you said,
it wasn't overwhelming. I didn't see a commercial.
No. You got to understand, man. This is international that they're marketing that movie. Yeah, we went to Wayback Burgers and we had like the ghost burger with the milkshake with slime, which was just like key lime sauce. But that meal was good though for like a fast food joint, kind of like a Five Guys Wayback Burgers or something like that.
Yeah, it was more like a. Very obscure chain.
It's an obscure, like, I wouldn't call it upscale, but what are they, fast casual, they call that now? Like a Five Guys or a Standard Burger, that level, upscale casual, or okay, fast casual.
I'm looking at Wayback Burgers.
Same level as, like, you know.
It's a mixture of, like, oh, wow.
There's a bunch of them.
A chain.
No, it's a chain. I know. Yeah, you don't have them really in New York City.
It's New Jersey.
There's a bunch.
Locations. New York, there's 5 locations.
Oh, but not in the state, though. Not.
Well, West Hampton, it looked like Long Island.
Yeah,
North
yeah.
Board,
not New York City.
It used to be in Long Island and New Jersey. Oh, there's one in Secaucus. Is that the one we went to? It has to be. That's the closest to here. Little Ferry, that's Secaucus.
Okay. Bag job down in Secaucus. Is that the one we went to?
It had to be, because that's the only one that's reasonably close to here.
Sure, yeah. We obviously went to the closest
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I didn't know it was that big of a chain.
Yeah, it's just not
I thought
around
there was
here.
Like very 133 locations.
133 nationally, yeah.
I thought it was like 20.
No, I knew it was bigger, just not around here.
You know what? It was, to me, it was like a Five Guys, Johnny Rockets hybrid.
Yes, yeah, like that fast casual. Yeah, kind of had a Johnny Rockets feel, Five Guys style where it's fast food, but you're waiting a little bit for
it.
But
it had like good milkshakes.
But yes, the premium stuff. Not like you're not getting slapped a McDonald's burger on your plate. You're getting, you know, like a premium grilled burger. And like a nicely made milkshake, you know, like for 20, you know, whatever you're going to pay $15-$20, whatever the hell it was, you know, for a full meal. So you're paying a little more. I think it's fast casual is what they call it now.
Wow. So they made I'm looking it up here. They made a food cart in Manhattan to fight the rents. They couldn't afford a storefront.
Let me see
they
this.
They made a food cart. Cart in Manhattan.
They did a Wayback Burgers food cart. I don't in Manhattan. I don't blame them for trying to. Because I mean,
cars are hit or miss. I know people have failed miserably.
Sure.
But like I met.
To get the permits alone is very.
So
expensive.
I had a friend actually that was boys with Gorilla Barbecue.
Oh, okay.
So I hung out with these guys once. Mm-hmm. They're like the kings of the fucking food cart. They do like Korean barbecue for a food court.
Okay.
And you've heard of Gorilla. There's one right in the St. Mark's over there.
Yeah.
Orange.
I know. To explain it quickly to the fans.
So it's Korean barbecue casual.
Yes.
So they're not doing the whole display cooking.
No. It's you walk up, you order your fucking.
You get bibimbaps and kimchi stuff.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I'm a fan of Korean food. I like it.
Oh, yeah.
I like it more than Chinese food. Chinese food is just grease.
Well, are you saying Wohop is just grease?
Absolutely.
Let's go to Wohop.
Wohop
right now
is the equivalent of White Castle for Chinese food.
For sure.
But it has the experience.
If anybody who's gone, did nightlife in Manhattan, you've probably. If you haven't done Wohop and you've done New York Manhattan nightlife, you don't know what you're missing. But there's obviously much
better
food. Yeah.
It's quintessential 2 or 3 a.m. eating.
I would
when
never
you're drunk.
I would never eat there before midnight.
You go in this basement.
Maybe 11 p.m., but I would never go there before
during
then.
The day. Well, it's like White Castle. You can't eat White Castle.
Not anymore. Not really. Yeah.
I can't eat White Castle, period. I like it.
It's so funny because I've had White Castle twice in like the last 2 months because our friend Rico enjoys it.
I'm hungry.
I'm starving. Let's get White Castle. I'm like, Rico, you always want White Castle. And the last time, he got a share meal just for himself. 20 burgers.
Imagine Mikey.
20, yeah, similarly.
Our most famous guest on the show.
Yes, two-time guest Mikey,
rest
who's passed
peace,
away.
Rest
yeah.
In peace.
And a similar
I'm
situation.
I'm gonna get a crepe case for the
Mikey,
road.
Mikey, you're gonna eat 30 cheeseburgers?
Oh, no, they're for the kids.
It's for the kids. It's like,
what kids are up at 3 a.m.
Yeah, 3, 4, 5 a.m. Yeah, no.
The best part of the movie is actually wasn't lying, and I'm sleeping. Eat these burgers.
Eat the burgers.
My tummy hurts. Shut up.
Shut up and eat them. Pay good money for these White Greasel burgers.
Uncle Mikey pays for them. You eat them.
Yeah.
Yeah. If Uncle Mikey didn't eat, fucking eat them. So.
Yeah, ridiculous. But okay, so long story short, Ivan Reitman's son, Jason Reitman, who's in Ghostbusters 2, is going to be directing. It's going to be a direct
sequel.
Who's
Ivan Reitman?
Ivan Reitman is the original director of Ghostbusters 1 and 2. Okay. He's also, you know, he's collaborated with Harold Ramis and Dan Aykroyd on other things.
Big question. Is Winston, Venkman, and Ray Stantz going to make an appearance?
I mean, perhaps. I don't know. What the problem was, everything about that, when they first announced it, and that trailer, I'm sure if anybody's a fan, they've seen that little teaser trailer.
Aykroyd's been talking about it.
Listen, they've been talking about it for 30 years now. They've been talking about it since the 90s. The problem was that...
Egon's fucking dead.
Yeah, but that's the point. It's pretty much done now. You know, like at least with those guys.
Those guys
so
are
like,
in their late
60s. If you were
going
to do a... Or 70s. If you were going to do a sequel, it should have been done in the 90s, but Bill Murray did not want to do it. The real sequel to that to Ghostbusters 2... is the 2009 video game for PS3.
I played it.
I didn't play it in its entirety, but that is the true successor.
You know what? Funny story. That was my last rental at Blockbuster.
Get out of here, really. They still existed then, even in 2000? That was 10 years ago.
It's an AutoZone now in Highland Boulevard.
Sure, I know exactly where it is. The one next to Party City.
So they were like going out of business.
Nunzio's is right there. Good pizza.
We had a little pizza in our
group. We have a group chat with our friends. We had a big Staten Island pizza debate earlier. Nunzio's didn't get mentioned, actually. But Nunzio is really good.
You know what? They're very underrated fucking solid pie.
Very. I had them last year. Exactly a year ago.
We should implement a Retrocade pizza.
I think we're gonna. We're gonna do a Retrocade Staten Island pizza battle. We should definitely do that.
Yeah, buy like a pie from all the
pie from each
greats.
Place. Yeah, all the greats.
We'll do like 5 pies. We'll be reasonable.
We'll do our top 5.
Plus, there's only so many pizza we could fucking eat.
I know, right? How many pies? Like, because even 5 pies,
you're
going to have a slice
dude,
from each.
Like, you know, I'm going to fucking. We're not.
No,
we're gonna
explosive diarrhea. But like Danino's.
Lee's, Joe and Pat's.
Joe and Pat's. But Joe and Pat's and Lee's, I feel like they're so similar. You said Serto's before.
Lee's is Ciro's and Joe and Pat's.
Ciro's, yeah.
Lee's is his own distinct style. Believe
but they're very similar. The pepperonis are identical.
The They probably get from the same fucking
vendor.
Guy.
Yeah, it's the little pepperonis at Cup, which are much better than Danino's pepperonis, I will admit.
No, I like the Cup pepperonis. Those
those are the best. They cup up and they got a little oil
the
in them.
Sausage at Lee's is the best sausage. It has this just natural.
Yeah. I don't know who's cutting that sausage. They cut that they cut that bacon back in the back room. But yeah, and then a few others. You know, we could do. But we'll talk about that another time. And I think Nunzio's would be in the running. I think like I had a pie last year from Nunzio's.
Jimmy Max, I think
I had Jimmy Max earlier in the week. I had a slice of it.
They're a good account of mine for my job.
In fact, my on Martin Luther King Day, my girlfriend's family we were celebrating the good doctor,
right,
and they
Italian pizza.
And they ordered like a bunch of food from Jimmy Max.
Have you ever been to Sylvia's in Harlem? I hear about it. It's like this epic fried chicken home.
No,
food place.
In fact, you know what? I talked about it when I went to the Apollo the last time I was there, and it got mentioned.
I've never been to the Apollo. One or two occasions where I couldn't win, and for whatever reason,
it
didn't happen.
We went. It was like a comedy.
It's a
slash...
very iconic.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You got to do it. It was great. We're at the Raptors. We're heckling.
What did you see though? Comedians?
It was a combination
anyone
of
good or no.
No one very notable. It was like a combination of comedians and like other acts, and but we had a good time. It wasn't like uber long where I was like getting bored or anything like that. So that was good. We're getting a little.
I was just spoken. I gotta see some more stand up. I've seen some
really
good.
Yeah. Well, I just like
comedians.
I said, Bill Burr is gonna be in Atlantic City. If you're
the
ready.
Best comedians I've seen. Well, the best comedian I ever saw was dead. I saw Greg Giraldo.
Oh, that's awesome!
Rockers.
The fucking the roast master himself. That guy was a fucking smart dude.
He died.
Yeah.
I was like 35. And
he dope, right? He OD'd.
He OD'd on painkillers.
Oxycontin, oxycodone. Yeah, one of those. Sure,
one of those.
He didn't. Yeah, that guy was fucking.
Three kids, nuts. 35.
That's crazy. He was that young. That's
35
insane.
Years old.
That's insane.
And dude, his career was just on the fucking up.
Yeah, that's insane. Oh yeah, he was the fucking roast master.
Well, Jeff Ross is a roast master, but he was.
Yeah, but
when
Giraldo went up though, he had it. He was the one.
They're not the roast weren't the same without him. The roast have been deteriorating.
Because he was the fucking wittiest. His shit was always bited the hardest. It was so on point.
He had a snap.
So witty. You know, he was a lawyer at one point. He was like a Harvard lawyer.
That's one of these
He's
comedians.
Smart dude.
Like Kennison was a. Reverend,
yeah, I know.
Preacher,
yeah, preacher before, right?
Yeah, he's a lawyer. They had the gift of public speaking,
right?
They
have that
dark,
gift of
sinister, gab. Like energy to them. We're like, no, I gotta do my way.
Exactly.
I wanna go, and that way, those guys all die in their 30s. Because you realize being a professional, famous comedian, with the shortest lifespans of any fucking like genre, they die quicker than the fucking rock stars, though.
Oh, for sure. I know it's a similar lifestyle. Sure,
you're living on the road, and you're putting yourself out there. But the rock stars, you're performing the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
Comedians, you gotta be edgy. You gotta be witty. You gotta come up with your stuff.
Oh yeah, you gotta be fucking on point.
And look at Louis C.K. man, he's trying to get back. But
he's trying, but he's got some fucking hurdles to jump over. He's gotta be.
I'm rooting for him.
I think
everyone gets a second chance. If there's something else comes out, fucking burn him.
Yeah, he's done. Yeah.
Everyone deserves a second chance.
Yeah, especially Louis C.K. But we keep getting sidetracked here. So it's a very short trailer for Ghostbusters. It's a little teaser. Essentially, they're like is spooky woods. They have the original Ghostbusters theme, not the Ray Parker or something strange. They have the original score theme from Elmer Bernstein, with the theremin.
Yes.
And then there's the Ecto-1 is like in a rusty barn, and it seems like someone's
got like a tarp on it.
Yeah, it's a tarp on it. It's been sitting, and somebody's like, it sounds like somebody's like with a ratchet trying to fix the proton pack.
But I like also when it says like,
and then the proton.
Summer, and it goes,
yeah.
It has the iconic electronic like turning on the proton pack.
Right. So that was
me
all
and you
great.
Recognize that because we're like Ghostbuster fucking nerds.
Every little bit of it, of course. Are you saying the masses might not?
The masses.
If you're a Ghostbusters fan, you should understand what the fuck all those noises are.
I mean,
you know?
I think of my friends and your friends.
But that's what they
got
to
the
do.
Biggest
you got to first
fans,
and foremost.
Our groups of friends.
Sure. Because again, Ghostbusters was
people
at that
were like,
point.
Oh, it was cool, but they never were like into
yes,
it.
Yes,
like,
but they didn't understand like what Ghostbusters was really also at the same time. And also at the same time, in the 90s.
Like
it
was, Power Rangers.
Yeah, well, in the 90s, it was dated already, you know? Like it was already done. You know, it was done already. Like you said, Power Rangers.
Which is weird is we don't even have older brothers.
I know, right?
We're the oldest of our...
I don't know how...
How did we get into it?
I have pictures of me loving Ghostbusters with the proton pack at 2 years old. Like, I don't have like, my father had really no interest in that kind of stuff. He was more like Yankees and like cars, and that's it. He had no interest in like,
yeah, my dad.
Right, and like my dad
wasn't a car guy, but
yeah, like your dad liked the Mets, and that was it. Right, like, no, my dad is not at all a science fiction dude. So how did I get into Ghostbusters?
My dad's similar, just your dad's like Italian version.
Yeah, your dad's the Irish version. Yeah, pretty much. Like, especially like Northeast that night.
I just felt your dad's Yankee fan, my dad's a Met fan. It's like the perfect, just kind of,
yeah, like yin and yang, like exactly up and down.
But no, they weren't like science fiction people. So it's just like, how did you kind of? Right. How do we fall into it?
I have literal.
My cousins weren't into it either. I just kind of pictured.
I have pictures and video of me with a proton pack on, like as in 91. You know, how did I know to like Ghostbusters so young? And where did I catch it from? Did I see it on TV
but
once?
At that age, you don't have influences. Just.
I guess I saw it on TV once, and it resonated with me.
I don't know where I discovered it.
My inner soul, maybe in a past life, I was a fan.
Friends, like, my neighbor friends weren't into it.
Nobody was into it. My cousins were into Star Wars, but they didn't get me into that either.
I think that's how
we
became good friends, because you were the first people I met that liked it all.
Yeah. See, our friend Steve Sproul, who was on the very first episode, he liked it, but only because I got him into it. So we were
kind of influenced him.
We were in preschool, and I kept saying Ghostbusters, 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 and he told his parents, Ghostbusters, find me Ghostbusters, and they showed him the TV show and got him some toys that were available at the time. So he was into it, but really only because I was into it. But the question is, how the fuck did I get into it at the ages? Because like you said, I don't have older brothers.
I met you later.
My cousins
on,
didn't
like.
We
were like six.
We were in the second grade. So, but we were both already into it on our own. So that's an interesting thing. But long story short. It, you know, hopefully promising of the Ghostbusters 2020, listen, Ghostbusters 3, whatever they're going to call it, direct sequel.
Other people should learn a lesson. If it's not broke, don't fucking change it.
Yeah, don't alter it, especially if the original fans don't want it altered. Don't try to force feed them.
Nothing wrong with female empowerment, but don't change the whole fucking genre of the show.
Don't force feed them what they don't want, because they're just going to be a negative reaction. And you know that we've seen this a number of times now. With the reboots and you know, whatever. So that's a little warning to the producers and the writers of Holly Hell. Okay, next thing. New Spider-Man trailer. What'd you think, Sean? Let's give this a quick one here.
I think it's okay, whatever.
Yeah, that's all you got?
I mean, I'm not a huge fan. It looked all right. It's very Marvel.
Sure.
Kind of,
I have it here.
PG universe of 2019. Everything's cookie cuttered into for the masses, in my opinion.
Sure.
You know, Asian Fred.
What's her name?
Indian Bully.
What's her name? Looks really good, Marissa Tomei.
Zendaya.
Is she a little too attractive to be on?
Man, she's the highest one in the movie.
I know.
She's in her 50s.
She's very distracting, actually.
Dude, she's super fucking hot. Like, unreal how hot she is. Mm-hmm. She aged very, very well.
She looks great.
And she's single, living in a crappy apartment in Queens. That's realistic.
Yeah. So I was saying to you before, so they go to Venice in this movie. There, it's a little international.
Oh, yeah, and all these, like...
Well, that's the name of the movie, Spider-Man Far From Home.
Oh, yeah,
so.
All these poor kids in Queens go to Venice easily
on trips, I know, right?
All the time.
I know, like, they all live in, like tenements in Queens.
And they're like, hey, you want to go to Venice?
Yeah.
Europe?
Well, I guess the housing prices are going up. Maybe they maybe their parents got turned a profit. I don't know. But so now, and you got Mace Windu in it. I feel like he's talking like Mace Windu in the trailer. I have it on right now.
I mean, Mysterio looks kind of cool. I think Sandman's the other guy. They didn't
Is
really
that who it's going to be? Yeah.
Delve into that, but that's
they're not
what it looks
that, like
to
I
man.
Would love for them to do Kingpin. What about did you see anything did you watch Spider-Man Interverse?
I did not.
Maybe we'll go over that next time, because I didn't see it either.
My friends, cousins, everyone said it was good.
Yeah, I hear good things.
But
does that have any tie-in with this realm at all? Not really, right?
No. There was talks that they were going to do Tobey Maguire, James Garfield, and...
And this new kid?
And Tom Holland.
Yeah.
They were going to put them in the movie, because they were like different...
Sure, yeah.
But like
nothing.
Negotiations, money, and they were like... Which would have been... I thought it would have been cool, but
right.
They didn't do it. It's cool, but I think also, again, they're watering down the fundamentals of what Spider-Man was about.
Yes.
Like, Dr. Octopus was like a woman. It's
yeah.
Like, come on. I mean, look, you gotta stick with the fucking formula here. Again, stop changing shit to adapt to the current times. It's bothering me. You're gonna make Mickey Mouse that, fucking transgender.
These are in my
transgender
opinion.
Transgender Mickey. Now his name is
what would you name him?
He's but Mitt. Mouse.
I think that these are the production like producers meddling, like the corporate entity getting in. We need this now. And then writers just appeasing, you know, oh, well, I guess we'll have to shove this in.
It's like the Simpsons are like the itchy and scratchy writers. I don't remember the quotes, but I do remember them like frantically looking for ideas.
Yeah. Or when they had the Russian itchy and scratchy worker and parasite.
I don't remember.
You don't remember Russian itchy and scratchy worker and parasite?
I'm good in early Simpsons, but you're definitely better than me at Simpsons references.
Okay, so well, I'm sure it'll be pretty decent. It looks good. Yeah, it looks like Is that Sandman in the trailer?
It has to be, right. He can kind of manipulate.
Becomes really big.
I don't remember him being in the water, but
yeah, I know. I don't remember Sandman. You'd think that would be his Achilles heel would be water. Spray him down, boys.
Well, that's how you make Mudman.
Yes. Okay, so it looks pretty promising. I'm sure
it's gonna be a cash cow.
Yeah, I'm sure the whole
Avengers world Thanos. That's what I'm more interested in, is Thanos' Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
But
Endgame's big. Are you looking forward more to Endgame than you are Episode 9, Star Wars?
No. Star Wars will always come.
The problem is that what is there to look forward to in Episode 9?
Because this is what I'm looking forward to, because there's a lot of
I'm looking forward to this shit ending.
No, there's a lot of talk in the interwebs and in the corners of the web. That Thrawn could be the baddie.
Right.
And if that, because an actual
truth. But he wouldn't really be alive, though. He's so, right? Well, I guess he could be. They could do whatever the fuck they want.
First off, he's an alien.
Did he ever? Yeah, he could be 300 years old. But he ever die in the.
He's never died in the fucking lore.
Never. The problem is, I know even the EU doesn't exist anymore.
But I'm reading the new. I've read all the Thrawn.
The newer ones, right?
The newer ones, which is considered canon.
Yeah.
Because Disney was smart, they're like, all right.
Yeah. No, of course.
We need
a character
like,
that
we
they
need
identify
that don't fucking suck.
Yeah, pretty much. And so, every one of the fan the primary fans love Thrawn. There's not anybody that you never hear of a serious fan that says, I don't like Thrawn. You know, Grand Admiral Thrawn. Like everybody because
he's the only alien Imperial officer. If you notice,
yes.
Only strict.
Yeah, then they talk about that in the book.
You'll see a million alien Jedis.
Mm-hmm.
The Imperials are kind of like the Nazis. They're all about imagining and just white. They're very linear. We do things our fucking way.
Mm-hmm.
And Thrawn, for them, was like groundbreaking. That is the only alien Imperial. To this day, you've never seen alien Imperial officer besides.
No. Well, they mentioned that in the books too about. You know,
no, because in the Imperial Academy, they was getting tortured.
Yeah, exactly. They mentioned that. Yeah.
Think about Thrawn is he's always three steps ahead of everyone else.
Oh yeah, well that's it. He's like not to make a Star Trek reference, but he's almost like Khan. You know,
like Spock. Like
Wrath of Khan. He was like this methodical, almost half alien or whatever, like you know, humanoid. Not to say that Khan was a humanoid, but he was kind of like a eugenics experiment, like a genius human, like perfect human. So like Thrawn is kind of like that, like more intelligent than a human.
No, Thrawn, and that's why the Emperor took interest in him.
Yeah,
Vader fucking hates him.
Yeah, they were like same thing with like Prince Zizor. You know, those were always like Vader's like.
But Sizer's never. Sizer's just running like cartels.
Well, he was
he's running criminal.
He was
Dark
yeah.
Sun.
I mean, he wasn't his power.
The Dark like, Sun. There was a
Black
reference
Sun.
To the Dark Sun.
Black Sun.
There
I
was
know.
A reference to Black Sun and Solo.
Yes, I know. They mentioned
it.
They mentioned
drop.
That's all you need sometimes. You know, they mentioned we should have got Bosk. You know, those
people
little lines.
People like you were like, oh shit.
Yeah,
nice.
And that's all you really need for the the main fans to be satisfied. Make a fucking legitimate name drop. You know,
there's a big people are thinking. I don't think it's been announced at all. It's 2 years away, but there's a lot of rumors out there that Thrawn could be the new villain.
It's not 2 years away. It's this winter. It's a year away.
Well, nothing's confirmed.
No, I know. Nothing's confirmed. We haven't gotten a trailer. We haven't gotten a teaser. We don't have a name.
They're under such Disney secrecy that
yeah, which they should.
Would be
They'll probably release it for the what's it called?
Star Wars
celebration.
Yeah,
it's in Chicago this year.
They'll release. Chicago's a fucking great town.
I know.
I love it.
No,
I'm
Chicago's
not a West
nice.
Coast guy, but I like Chicago.
Hey, but you've never even been to California.
I've been there briefly.
I went there on a layover. I've been to Chicago
no, I was
on
in
a layover.
Lake Tahoe, California.
Yeah, but that's not the coast. You know, that's like, it's like California. Fucking Vegas practically. But yeah, I've been to Chicago on a layover. So okay, so we're excited for that. Whatever the hell we just talked about.
So we'll cap it off.
No. Well, also Game of Thrones trailer for episode season 8.
Trailer though.
Crypts of Winterfell.
It's not a trailer at all.
No, but it's a little teaser.
A hype video.
It's a hype video. They got the. Do you think that means anything? The crypts of the statues of them. It's statues of.
A lot of people are gonna fucking die. That's what I think.
Yeah, that's a pretty. Where everyone dies. That's it. That's how the show ends.
My question is he ever gonna write another fucking book?
He's taking his time. He's probably going to die before it happens. But that's why he told Benioff and Weiss, the guys that are the showrunners of the show, he told them how it ends, just in case he does die.
That finale, or I heard this is the grapevine. I don't know if it's accurate or not.
Mm-hmm.
They said the finale is going to be 2 hours long or something.
Of Game of Thrones? It should be.
And... that's gonna be like the highest rated.
That'd be bigger than the Sopranos. Super Bowl, dude. That'd be bigger than the Sopranos.
It'd be bigger than the Super Bowl. Everyone's gonna be like,
speaking.
Thrones.
Yeah. Shut up, everybody! Shut up. Like, remember the Seinfeld ending? That was the biggest at that time. The Seinfeld.
I remember.
We were in the same place. I know.
I wasn't there.
You weren't at Petrides that night.
I wasn't at a band.
You weren't at the band thing? No, what do you mean? You were in the band.
Yeah, but I didn't go to the thing.
You didn't go to any of those events.
I was at a Broadway play. My friend, my mom, and my mom's friend.
That night?
Yes. So I remember.
That's weird. We were in Kaplan's room. Somebody wheeled in a TV.
I was not there.
And they got a staticky version of Channel 4. And everybody, like, these high school kids were like, shut up! And like, we're little kids. We're, oh! You know, we had to all shut up. And like, the high school kids were telling us to shut up. And then they had it on.
Yeah, I was, I like, videotaped it and watched it. Like,
crazy.
The next day.
Yeah, I watched it live at Petrides, our school at the time, because there was a, you know, it was the night of one of the music recitals. So yeah, that'll be big. Speaking of Sopranos for a minute, they're doing the Sopranos sequel, and Gandolfini's son is gonna be Gandolfini.
Looks like a fucking ween. He can't be.
Oh, just stick it up your ass. But so you're not excited? You're not really a Sopranos guy anyway. You weren't a real fan of the show.
Nah,
doesn't appeal to me.
This is an Irish Sopranos. I'm like.
But hey, listen, you don't have to be Italian. I like Sopranos. Everybody likes Sopranos. It's a tremendous show.
I gotta watch it. I never seen it, to be honest.
Oh, well, there you go.
I've seen like 3 or 4 episodes.
Yeah. Well, I only watched the last 2 seasons live. And I only really recently went back and watched every single one of them.
You and some of your friends are.
A friend of Jeremy and a few others. They're all like big fans.
Obsessive almost.
I'm not obsessive. I just rewatched it. So I was like. And I had seen most of the episodes through osmosis anyway. My friend Fat Mike would have it on and I'd watch that episode. So it was always an episode or two.
It's like.
Yeah, it was living that persona. Yeah. So the person who enjoyed that show.
But he would like watch the show and then be like, oh, I could do that.
That's me. I'm gonna crack your head open.
No, we don't need it. This crap.
Oh, wait, motherfucker, gabagool.
No, we don't go to Umberto's. We go here.
Yeah, forget about Umberto's. Their clams are lousy.
Mike, never see clams. My father, he knows this clam.
Yeah, he's the fucking clam king. Yeah, I've actually ate at Umberto's, and I had a great meal there actually. Which you would think it's just a tourist trap.
It's been in business for like 100 years. Fucking years. You gotta do something right.
Yeah, I know. A couple feasts ago, I'd say the 2016 feast. Yeah, 2016. I went there and ate at Umberto's. I had the
the feast.
I had shrimp franchise, and it was fucking awesome.
I try to keep the tradition alive.
Yeah, I go every year. What happened? It's gonna be more difficult.
We went the last 2 years at least.
I've gone every year since 2010.
I remember going with large groups like 5 years
ago. It's
tough
to get large groups anymore. No, you do couples at the
best. We actually had fun times. We ran into some of our boys at the
That was coincidental, yeah.
Peculiar Pub.
Because the funny thing was that was nowhere near Little Italy.
We were
boozing and we walked the wrong way somehow.
And then we ended up in the village.
We ended up in the village.
We were trying to go to St. Mark's.
We were going to St. Mark's and we actually walked the wrong way. I don't know how. Well, I guess we were boozed.
Wasted,
but we were like just booze, not
we were like chat. Not
yeah, we
attention.
Were just fucking shooting the shit. We're like, well, it's probably this way, right? And then we just like idiots, fucking.
We walked like 5 blocks the wrong way.
Yeah, we went. Like, how do you get lost in Manhattan? You know,
fucking Peculiar Pub, little cellar bar.
Yeah, a little cellar bar in the village. You know, like where all the college bars are in NYU.
There,
yeah, we met up with friends.
We ended up getting super fucking.
In fact, Kid Imodio, Chris Imodio, who's been a fan.
He was
a guest on the show. So we met up with him and a few others, and we all. And that was like the top off our feast that night. But I've gone every year since 2010. I'll continue to do it.
I had a bag in Sauce and Peppers this year, though.
Oh, yeah.
We got
it
from some cart.
We made the. Well, that's how you got to do. You got to look. You got to, you know, because there's so many of them.
You don't go the first cart.
No, you'd pick and choose. Cards. Yeah, I did that with my dessert, too. I did Village Maria this year. And not Village Maria. Yeah, Village Maria.
See, I bought like one mini one for like $2.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, no, I didn't do Village Maria. I did La Bella Ferrara for dessert. I got a little cheesecake and a little cannoli, and it was perfect. Hit the spot. And yeah, we picked and choose the sausage pepper. Like, you know, it was like, all right, that one looks all right. That one looks like it's been sitting. That one's not that bad. And it's like, oh, this one looks nice and fresh. Let's do this guy. And we did it, and it all hit the spot. You know, it was a perfect size. It was a perfect, you know, they just cooked it. And it was like, that all worked out really well. You know, the year before that, in 2017, I actually did a sit-down meal. I've done a few sit-down meals throughout the past.
You guys do that when you're...
We do couples night.
Date.
Yeah, well, that's why you did. It was a couples event. That was with Steve and his girlfriend and me and mine, and we did a sit-down meal there at the, you know, but they upcharge you.
Sausage peppers, though, is... I can't cook it myself. Like, every time I try to cook it,
fry it up in a pan with peppers, you know, and onions.
It'll never be as good as.
Oh, I've grilled them up nice, though. I mean, listen, they do them good.
He thinks they're good. They don't compare. All
right, you got to sweeten a hot sausage from Top Tomato.
Kitchen,
put a little oil, and you fry them up.
I'm Italian. I can cook.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, right. Guys got hot pockets.
This kid Sean can't even cook a freaking potato.
Hey, there's no Irish restaurants. They're called bars.
Yeah, that's what they're called. Irish restaurants are called bars.
That's it.
Yeah, but it's true. Like, what's it called in Eltingville? What's the one in Eltingville, the bar?
Joyce's
Tavern, yeah.
It's a restaurant fucking title.
Or, I was going to say Nuremberger, but that's German, Bavarian, you know. But but to be fair, Joyce has got a good burger. And they got a good, decent clam pie.
I've never ate there.
You've never ate there?
Beer from me. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Sean only deals with whoever buys beer from him in his industry. So what else do we have? One more thing. The Darth Vader fan film. Did you see it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you got to watch it,
Sean. I didn't know about it, to be
honest. Oh, you got to hit it up. It's good, man. Yeah.
Good look, but I can't comment on it if I haven't seen this.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe we'll wait. We'll hold it for the next time.
Sure.
It's going to be a little dated by then, probably. But I guess that's it. Do we have anything else to comment on since we're not commenting on the Darth Vader fan film?
You know what? January is a tough month for content, but I think we covered a lot of bases here.
Yeah, we covered it. Because there was a lot of
interesting tangents.
There was a lot of schlock accumulating, though, in like the culture. So anything, you know, like Bird Box and shit. All
right, so let's do our Super Bowl predictions then.
Super Bowl predictions. What do you think? It's going to be...
You got to go for the Rams. We all hate New England as New Yorkers.
But you got to go for the Rams. But are you betting on New England?
Honestly, you know, Super Bowls, they've been losing. The Rams got a younger team. Right. Belichick's the emperor, you know, the coaching.
Yes, he is.
It's a toss-up. You got to look at the spread.
I'm rooting for the Rams, but I'm probably going to bet on the Patriots.
I'm rooting for whatever numbers I get.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about the outcome of the game. I don't like the West Coast, and I don't like New England. So.
And I like the West Coast, and I like the East Coast.
I like Boston.
I like, yeah, like, you like Boston.
It's a good Irish town.
New England's the shit, actually.
But... The Patriots, fuck them. I hate them.
Yeah. Oh my God! Our New England fans here are gonna. They're gonna unsubscribe.
I like the Celtics. They certainly boss the team. I guess.
Unsubscribe.
The Red Sox don't bother me. I know you're Yankee fucking fans out here. I'm a Mets fan. So I don't
quality care. Yankee fans.
But it'll be an interesting game.
It'll be a very interesting game, and that's.
We'll have some new content soon. We're gonna do a pizza.
Oh yeah,
set out and pizza
definitely
experience.
Do the pizza thing. We also got to do the. We're planning on doing. Tell them, Sean. What are we planning on doing?
There's a few things. One, for one, I want to find a video store that's open. That's what I personally want to do. That's going to be a day trip. And we have to drive 4 fucking hours in the middle of nowhere. But that's what I want to fucking do. I also want to take a Sears retrospect and do some filming in Sears.
Well, Sears is surviving, luckily.
We're about like, you know, that endangered species that's gonna die.
Yes.
You won't have the people the last footage of it.
Yes. Like I got, I actually have some footage of the last Kmart I went to when I was in
relics
California.
Relics is what they're called.
Yes. Retail relics. Is that what we're gonna go with?
We're our new segment. Retail relics.
Retail relics. We actually, I've copyrighted that. So.
That's pretty much all she wrote, but we will have some fresh content.
Yeah,
we'll get some
coming
videos
up soon.
It's
gonna be fantastic. All right, everyone. That's our January. I hope your January is splendorous as ours was. And that's it for us in 2019, episode 34. Phil and Sean out. Keep watching the stars.